Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in, sit down, relax, enjoy a virtual cup of coffee with me, some great indie music, and you never know what I'm going to talk about because I never plan it out. But the doors are open to Flava's Lounge and I invite you to come on in. Let's do this now.
One, two, one, two. We're gonna send this one out to all the brothers of the world. I got something I wanna say.
You're gonna find a way. You're gonna find a way.
Tell me, baby, can't you see that I loved you right from the start. You wear the crown in my heart, girl, and you ain't gotta lie to me. You don't have to lie to me, girl, you ain't gotta lie to me. Ready to love you, babe. You don't have to change a thing. You don't have to change a thing. I already got the ring. I'm ready to wipe you, girl.
Ready to wipe you, the best that I had in my life.
Ready to ride, so I guess you could say you're my sidekick.
Not to mention my attention, you get it undivided. I send a text, on the way is what you reply with. Baby, no more fighting, I won't tell you no more lies. A G taking care of his should be normalized. If they don't know, we inform them. Know my duties and perform on competition. I beat them before I join them. There you go, starting all that back and forth again. I don't play games, but if I do, I'm sure to win. Getting money, that's my sport. I work hard to never come up short. Wait for my time, I don't force it. I don't even know why you ain't on the team no more. A little time to ourselves, yeah, that's needed for show. But before you walk out the door, there's one thing I'ma let you know.
Girl, and you ain't gotta lie to me. You don't have to lie to me. Girl, you ain't gotta lie to me.
You can tell me the truth.
Ready to love you, babe. You don't have to change a thing.
No.
You don't have to change a thing.
Nope.
I already got the ring.
I like you the way you are.
I'm ready to wipe you, girl. You got all the things that make you real to me. They keep me satisfied. And maybe all the things, they were meant to be. Because baby, I wanna make you my wife. You don't have to lie to me. You don't have to lie to me.
Ooh, yeah. You can tell me the truth. Okay.
You don't have to change a thing.
No.
You don't have to change a thing.
Nope.
I already got the ring.
I like you the way you are.
You don't have to lie to me. You don't have to lie to me. Thing. You don't have to change a thing. I already got the ring.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava, starting out with a variety of music just to give you a taste of what you can hear on Flava's Lounge Radio. I hope you are doing well. I am doing absolutely fabulous. The sun is out, and yeah, we're still in the hundreds here in Vegas, but I'm ready for that part to be over, but I'm drinking my coffee. I'm here with you on Morning Coffee with Flava and playing some great independent music for you. I opened up today's show with Lamone playing his track, Born to be a King, going into a brand new track by Tracy Crews called Find a Way, Sam Hankins with It's Okay, Whitney McLean with Fall So Far, and closing out the first set with Kim, Lie to Me featuring Wiz Khalifa. So this is what I do every Saturday. I put on a pot of coffee, I settle in and decide. Really, I don't decide what music I'm going to play. I just kind of scroll down my music board and say, okay, I'm going to play this one next, and think about a subject that I might talk about on the show today. What direction do I want to go? I'm going to talk about a subject that I kind of talked about briefly early this morning with one of my colleagues in the industry, and luckily I have a few people that wake up early, such as myself, and I can have early morning conversations. What does professionalism look like when it comes to being a part of the arts and entertainment industry? I want you to really think about that. If you are an artist, if you are somebody who pays attention to the arts and entertainment in your area or even beyond, you know, what is it that you identify as being professional? Back in Seattle, when I really got into this game of working with independent artists, and I have some great mentors. from across, honestly, the world that helped kind of school me on what you need to do to really come across as a professional artist when it comes to, you know, trying to get out there, trying to build an audience, trying to have opportunities of where you could perform, and what, how you need to present yourself. What is a good look? And one of the things is, you know, having a package, an artist package together over the years has kind of changed a bit. You know, back in the day, it used to be that a press kit, you know, that you printed with headshots and all of this, and you mailed it out, or possibly you emailed it out. Now it moved in the direction of a one sheet, which I love one sheets because it kind of, in one sheet, right? That's why it's called one sheet. It has a picture of what you look like, gives a bit of your bio. It gives, you know, some of your fact sheet of what you've been involved in and where we can find out more about you. Also, EPKs are an amazing tool. It's just a one click, and when you click on that link, it should have all that information on that clickable link. Be able to hear your music, see a visual, see pictures, flyers, whatever, your bio. You know, you should be able to learn a lot. And from that EPK, you should be able to have a link where somebody can contact you at. So that's something that, you know, when I was a to independent artists, that's one of the things that I would go over with and was interested in having me review their work and work with them. I would build EPKs for artists and all of that. The other thing was that was kind of instilled in me from my mentors is that when you're putting on a show, you want to take pictures, you want to take videos that give the artist, gives that experience, the best visuals. I think when it comes to promotions, the best visuals are going to be so effective. And I've realized since I moved to Vegas that I kind of see things differently than people see it down here. And I guess maybe I found myself to be a little bit more judgmental than I really should be because I have these things instilled in me in working with independent artists, which I believe is on point. I do. I believe it's on point because this industry is so competitive. You want to put your best foot forward. You want to come across very professional, that you're serious about what you're doing, and you want to open yourself up to potential opportunities that goes beyond your area of where you're located. Down here, a lot of work kind of comes by word of mouth. So I don't sense that you necessarily need an artist package per se. And I don't know. I think there isn't, I'm trying to be careful with what I'm saying, right? I sense that the importance of shining the best light on a show or a performance isn't as important, or it's not something that's in the forefront of people's minds. So that's interesting, right? I don't know. I could be wrong. But it's just a sense of what I'm getting. So tell me, you know, if you're listening out there, you know, let me know what you think about what does professionalism look like if you're an artist or an entertainer or you're somebody who pays attention to the arts and entertainment. What is it that you pay attention to when somebody presents who they are and what they do in the industry? All right, let me get back out there and play some more music for you. What direction do I want to go? I'm going to play this piece. And he is one of my very, I've been connected to him many years here on radio and have been blessed to play his music, you know, for many, many years. This is one of his newer tracks. This is Matt Cusin with This Road.
They remind me that nothing stays the same. Oh, scenes outside my window, soft as a pillow, the memories fall like rain. Maybe this road is taking me from where I was. Making me smile through anything. Oh, oh, oh.
Turn I know we just met. Haven't had the time to say much yet, but I'm loving what I feel right now, and I'm thinking I need more of you around. And I'm not asking for a promise, it's up to me to get it right. And maybe you're not looking, but there's something there between the two of us.
Either way it goes,
I won't let you go.
I'll keep holding on
till you let me go. Are you available? But ask the question in case it's no. And I noticed when I caught your eye, well, it seems that you're feeling my vibe. And maybe I can be wrong, but I've got a feeling that I'm
either
right.
Way it goes,
I won't let you go.
I'll keep holding on
till you let me go.
Either way it goes,
I won't let you go.
I'll keep holding on
till you let me go.
Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the wedding now and dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love, we're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Oh, dance me to the children who are asking to be born. Dance me to the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand, or touch me with your glove. Oh, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
you're my extra cool. Caramel lover with the whipped cream and cinnamon kisses. This and chocolate at a triple shot of cool.
I think I like that. I like how that sounds.
Coffee shop. I wanna see you at my
coffee shop.
Take a minute when you're
walking by. Stop over, say
hi to me. I wanna see you at my
coffee shop.
I take a minute when you're walking by, walking by, baby.
Stop over, say
my sweetest perfection. Come and hang with me. Your love is what's missing. I keep imagining every time I pour your drink in, you serve it with a spoon. I can see us flying, dancing on the moon. Come and sit with me, we can say some things.
Intellectually stimulating, culturally motivated, we can just share our dreams.
Have
I
found you? You ready?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava with your host, me, Lady Flava, on Flava's Lounge Radio. I hope you're doing well. I'm just chilling, listening to the music that I'm playing and digging the groove that I'm bringing to you today. Also sipping on some coffee and kind of thinking through some things. I played in this last set Matt Cusin with This Room, Sheena O'Murray with Sending My Love, Will Preston, Either Way It Goes, Nina Bradlin with Dance Me to the End of Love, and then closing out this set with Toni Hills with her piece, Coffee Shop. If I would have had that piece back in the days when I had Flavor Coffee House, trust and believe, I would have been playing it. But you know what? I would have been playing all this music at Flavor Coffee House if I still had Flavor going these days. Did I tell you a couple of weeks ago I had this dream that I still had Flavor, but it was designed very, very differently than I had the architect design it, and I was able to do my radio show right in one of the tall, tall, high windows that I had across the front of my shop, and with a speaker going outside. Maybe that comes from the fact that I've been seeing all over Seattle on videos is that some of the businesses have gotten very, very creative with allowing entertainment to take place, but outside of their business. Or they created a space behind a very large window area with a stage and sound system and all of that with a speakers going outside the business. And I'm really, really loving that Seattle is doing that. So anyway, I don't know if that's where that dream came from. Trust and believe, I'm not building another coffee house. I have no intentions of even having a physical building. That is such a huge, huge financial responsibility to have a business in that fashion. But I think it's good to be dreaming again, right? I was talking about professionalism and what does that look like? What are you drawn to when it comes to creativity and arts and entertainment? What catches your attention to say, you know what, I want to check that out. I want to go support it. I want to experience it. excuse me. For me, visuals are really important. Information being clear, I like color. So if you notice what I create, it's kind of colorful. I like very sharp, defined pictures or whatever on what I create. So the great thing is that when I create for myself, I can do it my way. I don't always necessarily feel everything that I put out there, but on a whole, you know, you can get a sense of my style just because I think that you can tell I'm the one who created it, right? And I've been noticing some really, really great flyers lately. And I appreciate, you know, I do appreciate that. So, you know, what is professionalism? What is it that you need when you see a visual? What draws you to a flyer? What information do you need on the flyer? What makes sense? You know, what do you need to stand out? When you see a video, when you look at a video, are you just, what is it that you look at when you see a video? When you go to a show, what do you go into the show expecting to experience? Or do you have an expectation? I think sometimes maybe people don't necessarily have an expectation, but they just want to get out and be social. So, you know, I wonder what other people look at, you know, when it comes to arts and entertainment and when they choose to go out and experience it. Do you have an expectation? Are you drawn to something? Do you pay attention to something? You know, sometimes I really, really think I'm so very, very different than a lot of people, but I'm okay with that because it's kind of my foundation, what makes sense to me when it comes to putting your best foot forward and really, really showing that you're very serious about what you're doing in this industry because it's very competitive. It is. And you just never know who may step in the door and experience who you are and what you're presenting. You just never know, you know. So I kind of come from that concept of putting your best foot forward. I come from the concept of trying to capture the best visuals that make you look really, really good. So anyway, just something I guess mine today based on a conversation that I have with a dear, dear colleague who I have great respect for. So let me scroll down the list again and just see the direction I want to take. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to play this piece. It just kind of makes me smile, and it's a good, good piece. This is my girl, Ivana Christie, with her piece, Patron.
Give me my line and my song, Patron in my glass. I'm
Everybody stepping out tonight. Let me invite the girl that I would like to be right by my side. And we're here, so let's party. When the DJ keeps playing your song, hey, and these feelings don't hide it. Let's both lose control and let everybody know.
You came here with me, so come a little closer, baby. I gave the DJ records to play. Let's hit the
pain. Ain't it much better when we do together? the world just dance. We will be better if the world just dance.
Falling, heart is breaking, love is fading. Dance
How you doing this morning? Maybe it's afternoon where you are, but thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I come every Saturday. It allows me the opportunity to talk about topic that kind of crosses my mind. I don't really run out too much to my shows. It depends on the direction that my spirit just moves me. And then I play a variety of independent music from here in Las Vegas, where I live, back home in Seattle, where I'm from, and across the United States and even around the globe. I've been very, very blessed to connect with some great, great independent artists and all genres. I don't stick to a certain genre. I like to experience a variety of music, and I hope that you don't mind that I just kind of, you know, mix it up. You know, sometimes it feels like a certain flavor of music, and then other times it might feel like it's kind of all over the place. But I believe that no matter what, music can blend together, and music is universal. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why that I'm drawn to independent music is because it tells a story. It gives a feeling. It allows an experience, and I like to kind of be surprised by something, and I hope that you like to be surprised by something that you've never experienced before, an artist that you've never had the opportunity to hear. I hope that that's the experience that I bring to you on my radio shows, opening up, you know, your experience into music that is not heard on mainstream radio. It is not heard in many, many venues. But the beautiful thing about internet radio is that we can reach people all over the world. And I'm blessed to have a following from all over the world. And I'm grateful to all of you. Morning Coffee for Flava is my most popular show. So I don't know if that means you guys like to hear me talk or you're just digging the music that I play. But for whatever the reason is that you listen to my show live, to those that come back in the archives and check me out, I appreciate you so much. I'm getting more and more comfortable in my skin again. I've had some experiences here in Las Vegas that just kind of took me away from who I've, you know, who I was meant to be. I've been Lady Flava for a long time, but you know what? Life can get in the way sometimes and just kind of take us out of being our best, But the thing is that I'm working my way back and I'm being vulnerable and working my way back in front of all of you. But I'm working my way back. And the beautiful thing is I have a foundation to come from my coffee house back in Seattle, Flava Coffee House, where our Lady Flava was birthed, to being on the internet radio since 2009, from supporting independent artists in 2007. But all of it started at Flava Coffee House in 2003. So I'm lucky. I have a foundation. I kind of, you know where I came from. But I recognize that sometimes all of that has to be tweaked and revamped. And, you know, maybe things may shift in a different direction. The one thing that I do hold on to from my mentors and conversations, and I used to do a show called Artist Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio. I do still hold on to the fact of what professionalism looks like in arts and entertainment. And how you present yourself to an audience, how you present yourself to potential opportunities, being ready for those opportunities and having the right tools to put out there to shine yourself in the best light possible. I believe that if you are a photographer, if you're a videographer, if you are a promoter, there are tools and you should have the capabilities of being able to not only present yourself as a professional, but to present the people that you are supporting in their best light. So, you know, think about that. I could be wrong and some people may not agree with what I'm saying, and I'm okay with that. If you want to share your thoughts about that, you can comment on social media or you can comment. Send me a private comment to flavaslounge@gmail.com or ladyflavas@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. But I think that in some ways we've gotten away from professionalism and what that really looks like in the industry. Also, you know, in the workplace, you know, I realize that, you know, in many ways things have kind of gotten slack there too. But I think it's important to get back to, you know, being in a position where people look at you in the best light. People say, you know what, that person is really committed and dedicated to what they're doing. And you can tell, even if it's not perfect and polished, you can tell if somebody's a professional. You know, like I was mentioning earlier in the show, there are some great, I guess, entertainers who the entertainment part, they got down, you know, and I think because they have that down, you know, their vocals are overlooked or maybe people don't really hear what it is that I hear. I have had some issues when I first moved here and said, you know, to somebody in the industry, you know, I don't know what I think about that person's voice, you know, but also I have to recognize that just because hear something differently does not mean everybody hears it the same way I do. And I'm okay with that, you know, but I do think that people can recognize, you know, when something is professionally presented to them, you know, and when you think about Las Vegas and the Strip and the mainstream artists that hit the Strip, you know, there's something that's presented to you that says, you know what, I want to experience that, right? And you know that they've put a lot of work in. They rehearse sound checks, the lighting. There's so much that goes into those shows on the Strip, right? So they want to bring you the best experience. They want it to be memorable. They want you to leave their show talking about it, right? And so I think that, you know, even though we may not have the glitz and glamour of the Strip, we still can give that type of experience to people that come out and experience, you know, the artists that are at locations off Strip. at, you know, smaller venues, you know, around the United States or even around the world. And, you know, I think that you should think about, am I putting my best foot forward when I put myself out there as a public figure? The one thing that happened, you know, back home, working with artists, is that if it was a local show, we would meet to brief about the experience, you know, the pros and cons. We would look at videos to see what the videos, you know, looked like, and, you know, what was good and what wasn't, you know. And so I wonder how many people actually go back and do that too, you know, just debrief about what it was like, how the audience seemed to react, how the crowd responded, you know. Just think about that, because I think we should all put our best foot forward. I know that I'm not always on point, you know, and I check myself, you know, all the time when it comes to how I'm presenting myself. My kids used to say, Mama, why are you listening to your radio shows? Why are you listening? But a lot of it came down to, you know, did I stumble over my words? What I talked about, did it make sense? What was the music quality? How did that sound? You know, there's so many things that I look at. Even though I kind of do my shows off the cuff, I want it to sound good. I want my topic to be on point, and I want the way that I speak, you know, to be fluid, you know. So it's something that I do think about, and especially as I'm kind of, you know, getting back to my, you know, how I used to feel as Lady Flava. I'm more critical of myself because I want to present myself the best, and I want the information that I share to be on point. So I also research. I realized that in the industry, things have changed, you know, from when I first was really, really involved, you know, and have changed since I moved here to Las Vegas. So I'm researching and listening to industry people. And the beautiful thing is many of the people speaking up are younger. But if you pay attention, they make sense. And it doesn't matter to me what your age is. If the information is relevant and it makes sense to me, I'm going to definitely pay attention, you know. So anyway, this is what I do. Talk about something that hopefully makes sense to you and play great, great independent music. So I'm going to get back to playing some music for you. Let's see. You know what? This is a track by a Pacific Northwest artist, and this is I believe I did meet him in person at some point, but this piece, I think, just really, really spoke to me. This is D-Dweller with his piece, Homeless.
See, no more tell me, so I really know me. No, I'm your friend. Get out there. You don't know. What you got to have? I first got, you know, I ain't got no blanket. You got to have it, cause you don't know who gonna walk up on you. You can't trust nobody. That's the hardest part about living on the street. You know what I'm saying? I don't gotta live on the street cause I ain't got the money.
They stare at me with curiosity. Publicly, I declare myself free. Why do they judge me? Cause my bed is the street. I used to know war, but now I know peace. It's been 2 or 3 days, I just don't eat. Hungry, just memories of a family feast. Just looking at the holes in my shoes, I see my feet. Sometimes I stare into the sky. So when I ask my questions, I'll be staring in God's eyes. Why the biggest, but then the good can only get canned goods. And why the bad, always get riches but never rad. You can catch me on the ass with a dirty sag. Sometimes I panhandle, but I can't handle the face that perpetrates, that they need the breaks. Ignored by the world like rusty pipes that leak. I sleep to trick my brain not to think.
I done see much better days. Got work to mysterious ways. Just cause I'm homeless don't mean that I ain't got no dream. I'm falling down, I'm falling down. I done hit rock bottom. Cause I'm homeless.
No time to carry a sign. I work for food every day. I'm so lonely.
my mouth and say please to the strangers that be walking the streets. What they give won't even make ends meet. Now let me take a rest so I can catch my breath. My body is a compass searching north to west. Why the police harass when all I got in my bag is smashed up chance that I got from the trash? What evil people do in this life is really sad. Spiritist, I walk with my head down when I pass. Too many coins when the last time I seen cash. It probably was the last time I took a bath. And you wonder why we live like this? We live in like a third world country. I'm pissed.
I see what's better day. God works in mysterious ways. Because I'm homeless, don't mean that I ain't got no dreams. I'm falling down, I'm falling down. I done hit rock bottom. Because I'm homeless,
homeless,
homeless.
Oh, oh, oh.
I hear voices in my head telling me I'm better up here, not from a cut, but the hard life I bled. I had a dream, like Martin Luther said. I walked around the city with painted on legs. I stand still, you can sketch me from my toes to my head. And go tell the world that the homeless ain't dead. I walked with a mission, but the mission was closed. I can be rich, or I can be broke. Too bad we judge each other by the wearing of clothes. Homeless, with both eyes open, I sleep with foes. Death giving us hugs, but making us giant doughs. It's like I walk in between my ghost and my soul. Cuddled up in a fetal position, freezing cold. Forget the drugs and alcohol, I fiend for a coat. The city is my castle, the streets is my moat. Addict, I seen them come,
hey,
addict,
hey,
I seen them go.
Hey, 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 hey. God works in mysterious ways.
They get it, I'ma get it. If they try to shoot me down, I won't let them. 'Cause
Cause even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause even when I lose, I don't ever take an L. Cause even when I lose, I gain it all. Catching dubs like I did when I used to ball. I've been good, living better, stacking trophies, stacking treasures. Make it rain like cloudy weather for the kingdom, not for pleasures. Move me more, show me less, unimpressed with all the flex. Flashing jewels don't leave me pressed, cause I had more when I had less. Keep it humble, but don't lose your self-worth. Invest your check in self-respect and then get right back to work. It's been a minute since I cooked it, since I looked it, since I nuked it. I don't ever dumb it down, yet I promise to go stupid. I didn't wanna do it, but I did it cause I had to. When they ask me why I do it, I just point them automatic. I just get down on my knees and then I worship, that's my mood. Then I sit down at his table and I dine cause that's my food. Cause what's the point of dollars if it's never making change? And what's the point of changing if you never praise his name? Cause I've been on a mission, tunnel vision. I've been living free, I'm forgiven. And I don't really care if they get it, I'ma get it. If they try to shoot me down, I won't let them. Cause even when I lose, I'm winning.
Shots. These are expected and very much directed. Unexpected shots for the masses. Unexpected shots, remember or forget me not. I make a move, a short move, call your shot. Lyrical buck twice, plotted against like the inner city. Unexpected shots, remember or forget me not. I make a move, a short move, call your shot. Lyrical buck twice, plotted against like shooting off like Sunday morning service. Men do vocals and service, what's the purpose? Like souls in a great machine, holding steel figurines. Not filing my thing, point to point, ink on paper. Caper self masturbated, elated like blood on the rise, is file shots for the hire. And names never spoke, we poke towards the center. Splinter jaw lines like the winner, explain it. Got disdain for it, fuck it in the name of it. Fit to take hits, like two fists. From loud static to steady rhythmatic. Silent, timeless time and vocal boost becomes the root of the movement. Present show is stronger than our government. We make stances, I take chances with evening chats. Diplomat with raps, with conversation and commentary. Work strong, vocal rungs like church hymns. Gems presented in the echo of an open plateau. More room to squeeze, please, reach stronger than told. I'm evenly accustomed to a custom. Busting like a double eye, strange food at the top. Unexpected shots, never claim to be holy. A trophy for display. Unexpected shots, remember or forget me not. I make a move, a short move, call your shot. Lyrical buck twice, plotted against like a. Unexpected shots, remember or forget me not. I make a move, a short move, call your shot. Lyrical buck twice, plotted against like a. Yeah, we're known in spaces, encased in reclusive life. Elusive like minds erratic, flipping through your thoughts like gymnastics. Blowing doors off the frame, play like child eye in the game. Bless the stricken, been taught to survive. As alive as high times, yo, with unexpected lines. You want specifics, yo, cut my. In the eyes of the public, unexpected shots. Remember or forget me not. I make a move, a short move, call your shot. Lyrical buck twice, plotted against like the inner cities. Unexpected shot, remember or forget me not. I make a move, a short move. Lyrical buck twice, plotted against like the inner, like the inner, like the.
help me out. We're gonna do it like this. Y'all say.
Unexpected shots.
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 Remember or forget me not.
Remember or forget me not. Remember or forget me not. Remember or forget me not.
I make a move, a sure move.
I make a move, a sure move. I make a move, a sure move. I make a move, a sure move.
Let's put together. Unexpected shots. Remember or forget me not. I make a move, a sure move.
Call your shot.
Lyrical buck twice.
Slide it against like the inner city.
Unexpected shots. Remember or forget me not. I make a move, a sure move.
Call your shot.
Lyrical buck twice.
Slide it against like the inner city.
Unexpected shots. Remember or forget me not. I make a move, a sure move.
Call your shot.
Lyrical buck twice.
Slide it against like the end of, like the end of city.
Unexpected shots. Remember or forget me not. I make a move, a sure move.
Call your shot.
Lyrical buck twice.
Slide it against like the end of city.
It's truly unexpected, but it's directed. It's truly unexpected. It's unexpected. It truly is directed. It's unexpected. It's unexpected. It's truly misdirected. It's unexpected. You truly best respect it. It's unexpected. Yeah, you better check it. Sha, 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 sha. Unexpected shot. Remember offer. I make a move, a sure move.
Of the rebel I became, but ashamed of the outcome. How some get the most, but the less get exchanged like socks or the change on the dresser. The rest left singing in the rain, high pressure. A high stakes game, I bet you. Don't you dare run, they'll catch you. Behind home plate, the carnage is garbage. The mind don't scrape, gotta harness regardless. Cause all that strength is the bank of your credit union. Community, immunity, if that's your choosing. But you'll be losing, you gotta invest. For the great up, the good die young, and the hard die flavor. That's a dog lifesaver, all from the heart, gotta straight up.
Dress me up for me.
Yeah.
Nappy. Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing that's promised before you lose your faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare. And I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there,
right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peeps is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't dead, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feel. If you're believing, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and wait, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm coming.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
Grind don't stop, 24-7, the hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you're make of the situation. Each is different, time and place, rhyme and reason, like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends, it's best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
Well, I'm nearing the end of today's morning coffee with Flavor, but I had to throw out there some hip-hop. For those of you that know, I kind of got into Eddie Flavor on the radio around being involved with Pacific Northwest hip-hop artists. And it was an exciting time for me to be amongst those that just kind of organically create beats and cadence and music and lyrics. It was something that not experienced until about 2009. And it makes me smile, you know, thinking back to those days. I was actually a part of one of the largest hip hop festivals in the Pacific Northwest called Dope Emporium. So exciting for me to to see these amazing, amazing creative souls come together and, you know, not only spit on the mic, had ciphers, had DJing competitions, B-boy, B-girls, graphic, graffiti designers, just a variety of talents. And to have so many people under one roof just showing love to each other, that was an amazing experience. So this last set I played D-Dweller with his piece Homeless, Keisha, her piece Black Stack, Unexpected Shots, Bashar Assad with Harvest for the World, and closing out with somebody I have much respect for, Miss BK with her piece Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots. I think I forgot to list who I played in the previous set, so let me do that, and I apologize for that. I played Ivana Christie with Patron, going into Daquan Julius with Let's Dance, Diana Ross, new piece If the World Just Danced, Darian Dean, last song featuring Tiffany Tizelle, and closing out that set with Yuna, Dance Like Nobody's Watching. Can you see that I was kind of in a dance mindset during that particular set? But this is what I do. Every Saturday I come and I share a variety of independent music for you because this is my passion. I'm so passionate about just providing a platform for great, great talents that aren't in the mainstream spotlight. And the beautiful thing about internet radio is we can do that. There's so many radio show hosts and blog show hosts and all of that that you can connect with. And if they dig what you're doing, you know, they'll share. So just, you know, start reaching out to the variety of us here on internet radio and see if you can connect and, you know, have your music play. Because many of us have some of the same following, but more so we have different following. And that's the beauty of, you know, what I do and why I choose to do it my way. So this is just a small platform, you know, that has spanned across the world. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful for the artists that come my way. I am grateful for the people that pay attention to my shows. And, you know, this is something that I'm just continue doing. And to God be the glory at all of this. He put his soul to support independent artists. Daddy told me a long time ago, Susan, your ministry is with creative souls. It's not going to be easy, but it is the calling that God put on you, and I take it very, very serious. So as I heal, you know, I feel more confident. I am expanding in my own way, and, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, go through some hard times, you know, to come back to who we really, really meant to be. And that's what I'm doing, and sometimes I share my story and allow myself a little bit vulnerable, and it's all good. But this is where I am every Saturday, and I support, you know, not only musical talents, it's, you know, about literature, because actually I really, really got branded as Lady Flava as a book reviewer of African-American literature. It is about visual art. The beautiful thing about who I am is, you know, I've been blessed with some painters, you know, to give me some art pieces, and they have followed me here to Las Vegas. I have obtained some beautiful art pieces since I've been here in Las Vegas, and I'm extremely blessed by that. I'm connected to some great, great, you know, graphic designers and people that just create some phenomenal things too. Spoken word is one of my favorite passions, and I hope to get some of my spoken word artists to send me some new pieces so I can kind of do a show around that. I used to have an open mic at my coffee house where majority of the people that hit the stage were spoken word. Sometimes it would be music, but mostly spoken word, and there's nothing like something that's authentic that comes from somebody's soul. I went to a show here at the Poetry, Paint, and Potions. And I was just in awe. It was amazing to see the amazing young talents here in Las Vegas. So I hope to get out and experience more of that here. But this is what I do every Saturday, is I come and have coffee with you and I talk about a topic that pops into my head. And of course, I play some great independent music. I hope you're really digging the music that I'm playing for you, because I dig playing it for you. If you're an artist that wants to be heard on Flavors Lounge Radio, you can reach out to me at flavorslounge@gmail.com. What I want from you is to know what your artist name is, where you're located, what the genre of your music is. I want an artist bio, something that tells me about you. And what I'm doing is start printing off information so that I can talk more about the artists that come my way. And then I want high-quality recorded MP3 tracks. What I do is when I review music is usually I put my headphones on and I close my eyes and I really, really pay attention to all the elements of the track, the quality of the recording, the arrangements of the music, the beats, whatever it is, and the lyrical content and the quality of the person's vocals, whatever that might sound like. So if I like it, I'm going to play it. That's just the reality of it, you know? If I like it, I'm going to play it. And I love being exposed to flavors. I love to be exposed to flavors. So, you know, this is where I am every Saturday. And I hope that, you know, you enjoy the music that I play for you. I hope that it all makes sense, and I hope that you can feel my sincerity. The biggest thing I think that I want you to get from me and walk away from me is to know and feel that I am very sincere in my support of independent artists. I don't know. I think maybe it comes from the fact that, you know, when I owned my coffee house, Flava, I think that, you know, it wasn't easy. It was not easy. I did not have the financial budget, you know, to put myself out there further, maybe, you know. Word of mouth is a very, very powerful tool. And, you know, I wish that more of the people that came to Flava would have spread the word for me. So I realized that so much comes down to just building it your own organic team, you know, and, you know, it takes a lot to really get us up and out there amongst more people, you know, and I think that if I knew then what I know now, maybe I could have made it. But the bad thing is, I've been saying this lately, it would not have survived COVID. It would not have survived COVID, you know, so, you know, I'm going to really, really focus on just building this online presence and supporting great talent and, you know, see where I can go with a different direction of who I am as Lady Flava and Foundation. And the beautiful thing is, again, I have Flava Coffee House to fall back on. I have memories. I built relationships, achieved many while I had Flava. And even that was in my history, that was in my past, it's something to hold on to and think through, you know. And it kind of gives me a sense of how I can move in a different direction in dreaming and building upon what I did once upon a time and seeing what direction and Flava I can bring to it today. So I've come to the end of the show, but I want to play a piece by a young talent right here in Las Vegas. When I met him and he sent me music, he really, really excited me. This is Reggie Gonzalez's son. His name is Eric Gonzalez, and I'm going to play his piece, Make Up My Mind.
Keep on falling all the time. with this shawty and she gone, ayy. She don't even call me on my phone, look. Lately thinking like, what a brother do, ayy. But see, she ain't even worried about the dough. See, I've been going through it, mind so confused, ayy. Never topped the game, had to jump through hopes, ayy. Come to realize I don't even need you, ayy. Gotta focus on myself and purpose too, ayy. Control my urges, keep it pushing through and through, ayy. Can't change lines, cause you still up in my view, ayy. You catching up and I can't seem to break loose, running out of gas and my time too, ayy. For coming up, which way should I choose, yeah. Fucked around and I got rear-ended by you, ayy. It's funny how life goes when it shows the truth, ayy. It's crazy how life goes when it shows it's you, man. Without his cap because his life right here ain't it. Shawty playing with the strings, making music with my feelings. She ain't been the same ever since she found that I was peeling. And everything got real and then the truth just started spilling. And I know she can't take pressure, hope she don't break from that bending. Good life, well committed, yeah you know that we stay with it. Best foot forward, London to success. Watch me stick it cause I know it angers you. Just to see a nigga winning and your wealthy ass ain't behind the work I'm putting in it. And I know, yeah I know what it is and what you feeling. Feeling of the fact that you replaceable, now you give me consequences from the fact that you never try to get me. I ain't tripping, live and learn, roll it up and let them burn. Make sure what you try to prove is steady, strong, and it's hard. Never run from what's inside, cause you only got one time, and never let the other person wonder why. Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee for Flava. This is where I am every Saturday morning. And as you can see, I talk about, you know, different topics. I play great, great independent music in a variety of genres. And I'm always drinking on some coffee and water. So take care. God bless. And thank you so much. Have a fabulous, fabulous Saturday.